While she's doing that, is there any problem with changing our 3:30 or 3 o'clock this afternoon to 2:45 so we can look at that video?
Sooner the better.
Will we need to reset up, or will this courtroom be used during that time period?
Oh, yeah, it'll be used. They're starting to come in now. I got 17 cases.
Oh, okay.
Spring, if you don't start raising your hand, I'm going to give you a bell. Seat down. Lock carry out. We are on record? Okay. Jury's back, Mr. McComas.
All right. Dr. Falico, let me speak fast and see if we can get you out of here.
In general, is it correct that when a bullet entry wound, instead of being in a neat circle, has a more oblong appearance, that that may indicate that there's some kind of an angle that the between the surface and the path of the bullet?
That is correct, yes.
All right. And one good example in this case is this wound back here.
That is correct.
All right. Next, I'm going to show you, let me show them to you first. These are exhibits C. And then they didn't. We'll just call it C, and I'll put all of these on one card, Your Honor. Exhibit C is four photos. Actually, not this one, but these four here. And those were taken in the course of the autopsy of Justin Myers. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And these document the blunt force injuries you were talking about to his hands?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And this is the right hand here. Can you tell us what we're seeing in this picture with the scale on it?
Yes, the discoloration of the skin over the extensor surface of the thumb knuckle area, and slightly below it. These represent abrasions over the thumb surface. I can't see them close enough to whether I'd say there's an associated laceration. But nevertheless, they are wounds. They are blunt force wounds.
And on the right hand.
Yes, on fingers 4 and 5 over the knuckle areas of those fingers, again, the extensor surface, there are wounds that at this power and from this distance appear as abrasions.
The good thing about this technology is it's big enough that everyone can see. The bad thing is when you look at the pictures, you get more detail, don't you? Is that, I mean, you can see some of this bruising that you're talking about better in the photos than you can up here.
Well, the best place that you can see the bruising is right on the body. That's the best place. And then one gets color changes and other artifact, just like happens in scientific endeavors. The more distance there is from the eyeball, the less interpretation possible sometimes.
Okay. And the state has introduced this. I can't remember their exhibit number, but let's take a fast look at this. Mr. Myrice had a noticeable long ponytail-type